This is a band from Pittsburgh called the Freedom Band, from the album called Higher. Great friends of the show. The song is called King of Kings. Pittsburgh's in the building, like I told you.
When I'm deep in the valley,
be one, yeah. Hail
protect us.
I want to say thank you very much, Cheesy Chuck and the Freedom Band. I've always been supporting Tempo Sound since we started our show in Pittsburgh almost 4 or 5 years ago. My goodness. Cheesy Chuck, forever indebted. Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for sending me your music. Freedom Band, everybody, don't miss out on this album. It's called Higher. Actually, it's called Higher. It's a good one. It's a good one. Some great gems, yeah? If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to Tempo Sounds of Culture, where we play great music, musical genres. We take you through a journey of great music and different cultures. A chance for you to expand your music palette and to enjoy just your Saturday night and the podcast whenever you get a chance. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli. It's my honor, it's my pleasure to keep jamming. And thanks for riding with me. Thanks for vibing with me.
Come so the battle can be won. Free me from my sin. Let your love surround.
Is a place weary heart lives on. There's a land that I have heard about so far across the sea. There's a land that I have heard about so far across the sea. Fortune and some fame. I never
never got a chance to prove myself, though I tried to play their games. But using people just ain't my thing, and I won't dangle from any string. To please some fools I don't care about, they turn me inside out. I'm going home. Yes, I'm going home. Yes, I'm going home. I will you send someone to meet me. I'm going home. Said I'm going home. To meet me, I'm going home.
It's a big world out there. Sometimes where you come from is not where you belong. So know that. Sometimes where you come from, they don't happy if you see you prosper. They don't happy if you see you grow. So you find another place. You got to see the world. Offer me. Now it's a very big world out there, and it's better I go and I see what I have to offer. Then I see them and wonder, cause I know there's a place I've been waiting. See me, I've been loving what I have to offer. I know the same is out there for you. Follow your heart and you let go. Never you be afraid of change. That's what your life is waiting for. You got to see the world.
Song is called You Got to See the World by Morgan Heritage.
There's so much out there, could be better.
Featuring Eddie Kenzo from Uganda. Sebo Muri Steady. Hello, my Ugandans in Kampala City. Toro Jinjo. The Pearl of Africa is Uganda.
Welcome with love. I feel so proud.
Shout outs to my friend Ras Culture in Kampala Class City. Ras Culture, what's going on, brother? Mr. Cauley Buds, Brighter Days, 2024, Timbal Sounds and Culture, here we go.
Yeah, I try my best to stay conscious on the front line. Though I dance with the devil a few times, and all I know is love will find you and roll on brighter days. Try your best to stay conscious, only one life. Love your life and the level where you find out. All I know is love will find you and roll on brighter days. Yeah, my heart clean, you can't tell me nothing. No people look the wild, try push me button. Yet me have to stay focused, deal with the progress. Listen and not time for go astray. No for them I thought not say nothing. Better try again, you want to tell me something. Yet like me not notice, them argument bogus. Me know say them a bad mind from one day. Shit. You have to live the life you love, love the life you live. You not see me drop off, I love the life I live. Live the life I love. See me drop off, I love the life I live. Live the life I love. Yeah, I try my best to stay conscious on the front line. Though I dance with the devil a few times, and all I know is love will find you and roll on brighter days. Try your best to stay conscious, only one life. Love your life and the level where you will find out. All I know is love will find you and roll on brighter days. You have to take it one day, step by step. Lucky thing me have the herbs, I ain't great pandek. Roll a spliff and listen tune and all I made it. Anything life brings, you me ever ready. So all them want test me, but me not stress. Pure good vibes around me and I'm so blessed. I mean, not take it for granted, so me sees when me plant it. Give thanks for life, it's all the greatest. Yeah, you have to live the life you love, love the life you live. You not see me drop off, I love the life I live. Live the life I love. See me drop off, I love the life I live. Live the life I love. Yeah, I try my best to stay conscious on the front line. Though I dance with the devil a few times, and all I know is love will find you and roll on brighter days. Try your best to stay conscious, only one life. Love your life and the level where you will find out. All I know is love will find you and roll on brighter days. Yeah, I try my best to stay conscious on the front line.
Take it and keep it. It belongs to you.
Mr. Gregory Isaacs.
Small axe.
Take all I have ye.
Don't take your love away.
Take your love from me. Oh, no, no. You can take my heart and break it, girl. Don't you ever set me free, Lord. To me you're like the morning sun, believe me. When you're not around, there ain't no fun.
When you're not around, girl, not around.
My night and day just seems like shimmering rain, yeah. Until I see your face once again. So take all I have, ye. Leave me. But please don't take your love from me. No, no, no. Take my heart and break it. But don't you ever set me free. We were meant to be.
I know it's hard to comprehend that the start ain't different from the end. The same reasons that we fight are the same reason you're locking for my body so tight. Never know, say, love come with so much heartache. Light up my life and then you left me in a dark place. Life fits, felt like I was living through my last days. But I would do it all again, you I can't hate.
My night and day filled with showering rain, yeah. Until I see your face once again, Lord. Take all I have, believe me. But please don't take your love from me. Ooh-wee. You can take my heart and break it, believe me. 'Cause we were meant to be, Lord.
said I just can't get enough. Real sweet memories of when we're turning up. You're left in a tea in a trance when you're working stuff. So blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed.
Them like it. Righteousness, them I go fight it. Alice Selassie on the sidekick. Impress me, nina, no, no side chick. Not interested in them campaign. Not impressed, not care the last name. Empty words, not take what gasping. So when the thing them rise up black,
I speak my mind. I fear no evil.
Of hatred. Now the crops that we have tasted. When the thing get out the harder. So them tighten up them border. Tell me which one would you rather. To face the sun or face the father.
I speak my mind.
I speak my mind.
I fear no evil. I take my time. I help my people.
In my father's house, are the days. These are the days when you're trapped through Babylon. These are the days. These are the days. These are the days of great tribulation.
Every youth man, prepare for the days of revolution. Survival is the only solution. Don't make them broke you down with them illusion. We burn confusion.
Hey, me no one of us if we carry water. Can't take the pressure on that. Searching for a way just to survive, yeah. Me want to make it better for my sons and daughters. So me not gonna give in to peer pressure. I got to find a way to strive.
All right. Get your youth up for the better, up for the best. No to the poverty and no to the stress. Say no to the worst and go for the best. Get your youth to have to pro for the girls. Get your youth to make it to that life. Come and say you want to step out. This is not the time for sit down and stress out. Work on, get your youth and get out. And even when the struggle on, put the best out.
When trial and crisis come and wear,
every bread
is stemming from the fake, yeah.
Burn them up and I burn them. Burn them up and I burn them. Burn them up and I burn them. Burn them up and I burn them.
The King of Kings is my guide and my salvation, yeah. But the King of Kings is my guide and my salvation, yeah.
The last king of lions came from the Nile with a ring engraved by the power of the sun. Born in a father's absence, he spread a lot of love, guided the Almighty into the jungle of his throne.
Hello everybody, welcome to Tembo Sounds of Culture. We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let us know where you're listening from, 412-499-5000. Let me repeat that number one more time, just in case your brain wasn't up and awake. It's 412-499-5000. Let us know where you're listening from, we shall big up your answers. It's what we do. This is a community radio show. We like bringing our community of good listeners, good times only, GTO, together on a Saturday night for 2 hours of great music. This first set has been a reggae set. It's what we do every weekend. I don't think I've missed a show unless we've taken a Christmas break, which we did this year for the first time. But I want to make sure that we're engaged, we're locked in, and we're enjoying this great music that's out there. For those of you who know, we've been bouncing back and forth from the archives, the crates, the good reggae crates, with some new reggae music. This is a song called Hideaway an artist called Tasani Chin, one of the reggae queens that are out there who have produced some great music for us. Let us know where you're listening from. We shall big up your ends from Pittsburgh to the rest of the world. Tasani Chin, Hideaway.
Lips. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said, we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know.
Just looking in your eyes, you know I'm looking for more. And you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. Yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have.
Understand, not a one night stand, no, not a one night stand.
Hey, I want to say thank you very much for those that caught the reggae set. Don't go away, more Tembo Sounds music coming on. Finishing off the set with a song by the Black Stones called How Sweet Is It? Yeah? 412-499-5000. Tembo Sounds a culture.
Fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. My name's Anthony Cachado, and you're listening to The Angry Young Man. Now, before we get into the mix of things today, just wanted to remind you that everything that's said today on the program is not necessarily representative of the views of WRCT or its members, and strictly the views of myself. So, welcome. Welcome to The Angry Young Man, that wonderful, amazing time of the week, depending on whether or not it's a Tuesday or a Thursday. Welcome, and that statement might not make sense right now, but this does re-air on Tuesdays. So, hello Tuesday people, you're in the future. Now, I was supposed to have a guest today. Said guest has played hooky. It's okay, you know, I don't blame them. It's beautiful outside for the first day in a couple days. I mean, you don't have to look too far outside the window to see that it's sunny and, you know, at least a little warm. I'm glad it's not, you know, torrential downpour like what ended up. I don't know if any of you saw the point flooded. Then those the poor people that mulched PNC Park just completely flooded. Have to go and probably redo that. But I digress. Anyways, so given the fact that this is no longer going to be the discussion that we were going to have, I'm going to be doing something a little different. See, I'm an economics student, and economics is a kind of passion area for me. Definitely enjoy talking about the wonderful, fun world of economics, and that doesn't, you know, I'm pretty sure most people wouldn't agree there, but there's definitely some very pertinent stuff to speak about as it relates to the issue of economic policy currently in the United States. Particularly, you look at the issue of current spending at the federal level and the inflationary results of it. So kind of want to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to speak a little bit about, you know, well, and I'll get into this a little bit, with inflation and massive spending comes the devaluation of the U.S. dollar, which makes it a less attractive method of spending or saving. Where some people have looked to replace that then with investment in either precious metals like gold or silver, and some have gone to digital currencies. Many have decided to go that way, inclusive of our federal government, looking to create a central bank digital currency. I'm talking a little bit about the inherent issues with the central bank digital currency and why we should be afraid of it, potentially. Or concerned at the very least. Not necessarily afraid, but maybe concerned at the outset. Definitely some scary things in there. But also, then finally, kind of wrapping around, talking about how this all goes back to the grander issue of banking. Not just central banking, but banking on the whole. So, if this all kind of resonates with you, stay tuned. But if it doesn't resonate with you, I believe that this is something that you could listen to. It would be fun to listen to, potentially. Keep an open ear. See what we have going on. But before we do launch into that, also just letting you know that WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches and breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Also, just a couple shows here on WRCT. We have From Here to Eternity. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes, From Here to Eternity, Mondays at 4 p.m. Also, we have Kaleidoscope. Tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Mondays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. Well, anyways, now that we have that out of the way, let's get to the meat of the program for the day, talking a little bit about these wonderful, wonderful economic topics. So, inflation. Basically, one of the large issues that we've had in the past 3 or so years is massive, massive deficit spending. Now, deficit spending, spending more than we're taking in taxes. And you can't look at this issue without looking at specific examples like our Inflation Reduction Act, which, surprise, surprise, did not help inflation, as well as the infrastructure bill that was passed. Both have a very large price tag on it. We're talking trillions of dollars. Now, we take in a sizable amount of tax revenue, an egregious amount, but the amount of money that we were spending on these two bills combined is not something that we could really put the gap with our tax revenue. So the expenditure is outpacing what we're taking in. So as a result, we have to borrow. We have to borrow the money to spend, which inevitably results in the Federal Reserve needing to kind of keep pace by printing more money. Now, what does this mean? If you print more money, you are going to devalue the currency. And the reason this being is if you have, like, if you have, so the basic economic supply and demand, there's demand for money. And if more people are demanding more money, the less money there is, the more valuable each individual dollar is because there's less of it in circulation. You print more money, more people are going to be able to get $1 on average, which means that they're going to be able to acquire it, and they're going to have less of a desire to kind of put up more value to that because there's just more of it there. So you kind of scale this out. You flood the economy with new money. Money is worth less because there's just more money, hence the issue of inflation. You slowly lose the value of your currency. And this is something that tended to not be a crazy issue for a while, mainly because we had the gold standard. Now, the gold standard basically ended up tying the value of our currency to a set amount of gold that we had in our national reserve. So you could never really go beyond whatever amount of gold you were able to put into our reserves. That severely limited the ability to grow the money supply and protected, at least in some ways, the buying power of the dollar, the purchasing power of the dollar, which made it easier to save, which made it easier to be able to afford things. And what happened was, as we moved away from it and we moved to what we call now fiat currency, which is basically the currency is worth as much as we're willing to say it's worth. It's not backed by anything except the, quote, full faith and credit of the United States. Now, the full faith and credit of the United States, because the United States is a large country with a large military, means a lot. But it's interesting to think if, you know, there's a lot that we're able to get away with as a country of our size and influence, particularly as it comes to our monetary and fiscal policy. If we're able to exert our influence abroad, we're able to get away with irresponsible policy when it comes to that. We don't have to worry about the dollar being undercut because the dollar is used in most as the means of international exchange. We don't need to worry about the issues that are inherent to printing this money and devaluing it because people aren't moving away from it. What are they going to turn to? And this is where countries like Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa have moved to form the BRICS currency union to try to counteract that. Hasn't become an issue that's too big just yet. We'll keep an eye on it. But all this to say that we're kind of digging ourselves into a deeper and deeper hole where it hasn't necessarily become apparent how bad it is yet. Just because we're living in the kind of rose-tinted reality of being the world's superpower still. and we don't have to worry about our consequences for our actions just yet economically. But there's a really good Ludwig von Mises quote. Now, he is someone that I'm going to reference a little bit today because he says a lot of good stuff as it relates to this issue of inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, and the necessity to be prudent and exercise restraint when it comes to these issues. So he said something which I think explains this well, and it's talking specifically about the economic policy of the United States. If I can find it really quick, it is something that I go back to often, and I think I've got it right here. Yes. So one of the privileges of the rich man is that he can afford to be foolish much longer than the poor man. And this is the situation of the United States. The financial policy of the United States is very bad and getting worse. Perhaps the United States can afford to be foolish a bit longer than some other countries. And this was said in the 1970s by Milton Friedman. Not Milton Friedman, sorry. Von Mises. Milton Friedman, someone I'm going to bring up a little bit later. But von Mises outlined this issue just as it was getting bad. Von Mises is unfortunately no longer with us. But if he saw how things were looking right now, it would be a mix of I told you so and shock and panic. And I think that's a valid response because what we're looking at is a slow descent into – like we're not facing the consequences of the pit that we've dug ourselves into. But eventually we're going to have to climb ourselves out because we're going to realize that we've run out of food and water and we're slowly starving at the bottom of this pit that we've dug for ourselves. And we're going to have to climb out. And it's going to be a very painful process when that eventually hits us. So – We've continued to pursue this, and it's concerning that it's both parties that pursue this agenda of massive fiscal irresponsibility. You have Republicans that will, you know, cry fiscal responsibility under a Democratic administration, which is valid because Joe Biden, as president, has spent a ludicrous amount of money when he had the Democratic trifecta at the beginning of his term. But we can't look at that and then also not look at the fact that under Republican administrations, the amount of money that's been thrown at the military and other projects, which have cost billions of dollars, are also equally as fiscally irresponsible. And we've kind of just gotten to this back and forth of spend. And even when we're, you know, looking at, you know, Republicans who are claiming that they're for fiscal responsibility, they're not acting on it. And they're, you know, it's just kind of an issue of the rot of the system in some ways, but it will come back to bite us. All that to say, that's kind of the issue on the fiscal irresponsibility side and what that ends up looking like for, you know, what is perpetuating the issue. But what does that look like in the real terms? What does that look like for people who have to deal with the results of inflationary policy? I think we saw a lot of that as a result of the COVID era inflation. You know, it was a very real thing to see prices increase for gas, for our groceries, for things like that. And that was a very real example of that. But this has been happening for a very long time, even pre-COVID. You saw the issue of prices. If you looked back at, like, how much did a soda cost in the 1950s? And it was, like, 50 cents. But now it was, like, $2.50, about 30, 40 years later. And it has a lot to do with the diminishing buying power of the dollar. And it only got worse as we abandoned the gold standard. I mean, it's only getting worse. Things are only getting more expensive. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's just ongoing diminishing purchasing power of the dollar. Now, this will happen naturally over time, and it should happen on a very long slope trajectory. But it's happening very quickly. And when it happens very quickly, people cannot catch up. Wages do not catch up. Wages increase over time alongside these prices, and that's how it should happen, as there are just more people We need more money in circulation in order to accommodate for that. But that's a very critical thing to understand, that the pie is not finite when it comes to the ability for people to get money. The pie always grows, and there's enough room at the table for everybody. But when the pie is not growing and everything else is, it becomes very difficult to hold on. And that's kind of what we've seen as a result of the COVID-era inflationary policy. Inflationary results of COVID-era policy. And it's not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse as we've kind of dropped the facade of trying to be at least fiscally somewhat responsible. The price tags we have on government projects now are still at COVID levels of spending, which, you know, even Keynesians who say that we need to spend our way out of the, you know, pandemics and the recessions, are kind of looking at what we're still doing and they're like, you know, pump the brakes, even that's too far. And it's continued to be, this is why you'll have issues where, you know, prices are still high and wages are not catching up. People are arguing for government to step in. And what you do by kind of artificially pushing this along faster is so something that's very critical to understand is the market does not move as one unit. The market is fluid. The market moves in kind of an ebb and flow. And that's the thing that's important about inflation too. Inflation does not happen all at once. Inflation kind of spreads out across the market. And that's one of the major issues with, you know, when we print a lot of money, the people that are closest to the printer are the ones that benefit. They get the immediate effect of having more money in their pockets, but prices have not adjusted in many parts of the economy. So they have an advantage over most people who have not had the opportunity to gain capital. By the time that effect hits wages for people that are furthest away from the faucet, people who are working in education, people who are working in like things that are very far away from the financial sectors, those people lose out most. And that's where, you know, the issue of, you know, how do you deal with that? You want to keep inflation low, because then you end up with this disjointed system. And trying to push for increases in wages when that effect hasn't leveled out only exacerbates the issue, because you end up hurting the people that need to pay out these salaries, who are themselves also suffering from high costs. So it's a whole jumbled mess. And a lot of people, as a result, are trying to turn away from traditional American currency, particularly as it comes to digital currencies, Bitcoin, your Dogecoins, things like that. And that's become very popular in the past 10 years. Some people are not crazy about it still as an investment. Some people are. But what's concerning is how the government has attempted to move itself onto this bandwagon as well by establishing a central bank digital currency. Now, it's functionally the same as other digital currencies. But the concerning part comes in when you see the reports that have been put together that argue for this to be a primary currency, to move away from cash. Now, we've been moving away from cash for a while. There are cashless businesses where you cannot pay in cash, which I think is ridiculous. I whenever I go to a business that does not accept cash, I am deeply, deeply appalled. That's just a personal thing, but it's most people don't pay with cash. As someone who's worked at in food service, where you're working either a cashier or
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this show with 01 and the tune Wonder from Sonar. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
space.